The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Chuck rides in on a moonbeam of chaos. Billy's got a grin like a mischievous king. Two wild hearts in this radio circus, buckled up tight for the mayhem they bring. Chuck's punchlines hit like a freight train. Billy's wit sharp as a knife in the dark. Crazy banter and tales that are insane. Welcome to the show that hits the mark. Shift to the left, now sway to the right. It's Chuck and Billy rocking through the night. Not your taste, but hey, you're in for a spree. Tune in and shout, it's not your cup of tea. Forget the rules, they rewrite the playbook. Chuck's a wild card with cards up his sleeve. Billy's stories leave you with a sly look. They'll make you laugh more than you believe. In a world of order, they're the bright mess. Shattering glass with every spoken word. Unfiltered fun in a sea of excess. This wild ride's more than just absurd. Shift to the left, now sway to the right. Chuck and Billy rocking through the night. Not your taste, but hey, you're in for a spree. Tune in and shout, it's not your cup of tea.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR and WSBR, Pittsfield and Lee Radio.
89.7 and 88.1.
Yeah.
FM.
So
not AM.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. What's going on with you? What do you think of this cold weather?
I love it. No, I don't. I hate
shorts?
I hate when you go outside and you breathe and your mustache freezes solid. And you're like, ugh.
You got little icicles. You got little icicles hanging off
you're
there.
Like, wipe it and you're like, ah, that's cold.
Is
you're not sure if it's snot.
You're making little musical notes with the different icicles that are hanging off.
Sounds like a xylophone. Ding 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 ding.
The kids love it.
They do. They're like, I love playing with the beer, Dad.
It's shorts weather, isn't it? Shorts weather right now.
Oh, yeah. Short weather.
I'm going to go get my little shorts on.
Yeah, it says nice. Juicy on the back.
says baby.
Yeah. Hit me one more time.
Juicy.
Foxtrot.
Foxy. Foxy.
Yeah, there you go. Foxy.
Those
two X's.
Those are great. Yeah, right? Two X's.
It's got to be two X's like Foxy.
Yeah, Foxy.
Foxy.
So, yeah, this is great.
This is fun.
Negative 14 at night. Ugh.
Oh,
best
I love
sleeping
it.
Weather ever.
Yeah, so we got to let the listeners know that we do have our own commercials. It's not a real commercial, so we just want you to know this right off the bat.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be like, oh, where can I turn them in? Where is that place?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely totally fake.
Yeah, it's fake. Don't freak out and be like, I don't believe they have one of those. You have to drop them off at a Dropbox?
Yeah, and these are kind of commercials that you actually don't mind listening to.
No. Yeah, I like to listen to these commercials. Not some person's mouth that I'm not interested in. Ugh, we won't mention any names. Ugh, anyway. Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
Yeah, commercials like the ones on. You're trying to enjoy your TV show, and
you're
here,
like,
here comes.
Come
here comes the. Remember when we were young and the commercial breaks were probably like. I don't know.
I don't remember when we were young.
Listen, I do. At least it felt like it only took like a minute and a half. For commercials,
yeah,
and then you get back to your show. But like now, they're like 5 minutes long. It's longer than the segment of the show that you're watching, and
it's
you're like,
it's ridiculous.
What the heck, man? If you watch those shows,
I hate that.
If you watch a TV show without commercials, it's like 40 minutes long.
Yeah, and then you
it's
watch
like an
it.
Hour show, but it's like 40 minutes long,
and you're like, why is this commercial taking forever?
20 minutes.
Like you go and make like a full course meal, and it's still on the commercials. You're like,
or what's worse is when you have Roku and it's the same commercials every time. So
annoying.
Over and over and over again.
This is great.
I know there are Roku owners out there that have the same problem, like you're watching your movie or your show or whatever, and then it goes to the same Martha Stewart commercial.
I'm not wearing my ankle bracelet anymore.
No,
but let's make cookies.
And the Emerald commercial. So there's like an Emerald commercial, a Martha Stewart commercial, and there's like some other log.
Snoop Dogg with freaking Martha Stewart cooking some cookies.
Like, because she has a show or whatever, but like it's the same commercials every time. You're have to mute it because I'm tired of listening to the same jingle.
And you're like, oh.
But these commercials.
These commercials, yes.
These commercials you
we
can
have
listen
only
to.
One, though. I mean, we got two. We got one which has our famous movie that's never coming out, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a real movie. You can't go see it in theaters.
Our movie that, who did we say that we wanted to do? Not Paramount.
Who was it?
The same guy, the same place that did, like, the Scream movies.
Oh,
Miramax.
Miramax, yeah.
Yeah,
Mustafa Akkad.
And they did all the, they did like Jay and Silent Bob.
Perfect, let's do that.
Miramax.
Weston House.
Miramax is going to want to take us on,
of course. We could just come up with our own company like...
Smiramax.
Schmelt. Schmeltamax. We could just call ours Poked with a Stick Productions.
Schmegma.
Schmegma Max.
That's our production company. That's where our movie's going to be coming out.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, so you guys be prepared for when we play it. We might not do it today, but maybe next week we'll play the movie. The movie.
The movie trailer?
Yes.
In a world.
Basically. Basically. I could... No, I won't.
Or the movie trailer.
It's a long... I'm
on. In a world. You still could.
In a world. Yeah, but then it takes all our...
In a world where things are so stupid.
Huge half an hour away from us.
Well, no. Well, how long is it?
2 minutes and 10 seconds.
It's fine.
All right. We're going to play our movie. So movie trailer. I hope you guys love it.
In a world.
In a world. But, you know, give us a few. It's not real. You can't go to...
I know. It would be so exciting if it was real.
Just enjoy.
Enjoy. You're going to love it.
Coming summer of 2025. Comes an epic adventure with two not-so-well-known guys, starring Chuck and Billy from the Not Your Cup of Tea show.
Dude, did you see that white van? It said, free candy. Come on, let's get some.
Bro, are you stupid? That's how you get kidnapped.
So, it's free candy, man.
They're not the brightest crayons in the box, but they will fight to protect their town from very bad people.
We don't like you. You're very mean humans. And we will protect our town. So watch out.
What are you doing, Chuck? They are not bad people. Come on, bro. Pay attention.
Oh, that's funny. Wait, who are the bad people again?
The ones you got the free candy from? They are selling things to harm people. We need to stop them.
They assemble a team of so-called heroes. There's Swigs, the gorgeous biker mama with her deadly cannons. There's Marty and Joey, who shouldn't be near anyone, ever. And there's Chantel. And yes, her name is like Chantel.
Come on, guys. Let's stop these, like, mean guys and like stuff.
Yeah, what Chuck said, with all that enthusiasm. What's our group name gonna be?
They both think as they come up with a name for their so-called group. This may take a while.
I have a marvelous idea. How about... I got it. The Avenged.
Don't say that. We'll all get sued.
Well, Billy, if you just let me speak, I was gonna say the Avenging Misfits. How's that, cutie?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect, Swigs. I love you. I mean, I meant it. I love it.
Really, Billy, this is a team, not a date. Focus, bro! Focus!
So coming summer 2025 is The Avenging Nitwits. Oh, sorry. Misfits. Coming soon to IMAX and a theater near you.
Okay, so that was our movie.
The Avenging Nitwits.
The Avenging Nitwits.
Oh, that was funny.
Swigs. I'm sorry. Swigs.
Swigs. The biker mama.
Gorgeous biker mama. And then there's Chantel. And her name is like Chantel.
Yes, her name really is like Chantel. That's great.
Marty and Joey, who should never be around anyone ever.
Around anyone. Never, ever.
All right, so if you guys like that.
Yeah, if you ever heard the podcast in the past, you would know who Marty and Joey are.
Yeah.
You know they should not be around anyone.
Yeah, ever. They just give away candy.
Yeah.
Somebody stole their van in that episode, obviously.
Yeah, there was the free candy van. And they weren't in it. So that's why, I guess that's why they were probably with us.
So it's going to be a good movie. Tickets are on sale.
Trying to get their van back.
Tickets are on sale for $777.
Popcorn is $1,000 a pop.
Yeah, you know, that's how it is nowadays.
No. Actually, tickets are cheap usually. They're like $10, I think, $12. $10 if it's a matinee, I think, and $12 for a regular.
Yeah, it used to be like $5.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
I remember those days when it was like, it's $2.50. You're like, that's expensive.
I'm not paying that.
Your parents are like, that's ridiculous. I remember when it was 25 cents. What's going on here?
Yeah.
That's like us now. We're them.
But it really is the snacks and the popcorn.
It's ridiculous.
The popcorn is the snack.
It's
but
ridiculous.
Like the drinks, it's really expensive for those
yeah,
things.
It's like, I want one drink and a little tiny bag of popcorn. Oh, that's $427.50.
Yeah, number one is like a bigger popcorn and two drinks, and it's like $25. You're like, why is this so much money?
I went, where did I go? I went, when I was in Ecuador for a while, I went to a movie, and everything was like, what was it, like $7 for this big box, big thing of popcorn, two drinks, some candy. I was like, $7? I ain't never leaving. But then I'm watching the movie, and it's like, oh, that's a little bit of money. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I can't do
this. I went to a theater down in like Tallahassee.
Yep.
My uncle was in the Army, and so he was on an Army base down there. And they had a movie theater on the base, and they were playing, do you remember, I know you know this movie, The Mask?
Yes.
Yeah, with Jim Carrey. They were playing The Mask in the theater, and it was $3. I was like, I'm going to go see The Mask.
Yeah.
For
they
$3.
Call
bucks.
Me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. I like to go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. We're okay, I promise. We took
we're
our meds
not
today.
Okay.
I took mine.
Just saying.
I'm going to write an executive order to cancel Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't everyone get crying now.
I'm challenging it.
Yeah, me too. I'll take you out, bro.
We're going to challenge it. I got a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
In your opinion.
I don't have very many.
No, you got opinions.
I got tons.
They just don't always make sense.
Yeah, they don't.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Is cereal a soup?
I don't know. No, I don't think it's a soup because it's crunchy. Because if you eat soup and you didn't cook it right, it's going to be crunchy. So I guess, yeah, maybe.
I mean, but also, like, if you put milk in your cereal.
Yeah.
Like, some people don't put milk in their cereal. But if you put milk in your cereal and it sits, it gets all mushy. So
I call it slop.
Could it actually be soup?
I don't know. Cold soup?
Soup.
But could you imagine just like, I'm going to make some chicken noodle soup, and then you eat it, and you're like,
yeah.
You're like, yeah.
And it tastes like, and it's like
great.
Crunchy like Cap'n Crunch. How'd that get in there?
And little noodles are stabbing you in your palate and in your gums, and you come out, and you look like a porcupine just shot somehow at
you. Like, what
you?
Happened to this chicken?
Why do you have quills in your mouth?
Why are these noodles so hard?
I don't like this.
Is this, supposed to be like this?
Mom, you didn't do it right. Where's the meatloaf?
make me a Hot Pocket.
Mommy, make me some meatloaf right now.
I'm being horrible on the internet.
Starving.
Mom, make me a Hot Pocket.
Mommy, make me a ham. It's just characters we do. Anyways.
So, hey, I wanted to give a quick update on Macy. Remember Macy I talked about?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
Just a quick one. So they surpassed their goal.
Oh, did they?
Of the 20,000.
Yes,
great. They surpassed their goal. There's a surgery I think is set up for next month.
Nice.
So she's going on her way. Thank you to everybody out there who donated, who shared, who listened, who said something, told a friend everything, because it really helped out. So we really appreciate that. Macy's going to have her surgery. And hopefully that'll be the beginning of her recovery.
I hope so. All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
All right.
Okay, welcome
back. Merry Christmas.
Welcome.
Wait, that passed.
Welcome. Well, just telling you.
I'm just looking for the other half of my head. Anyway. I'm just telling you.
Welcome to my town.
So since we only got like 15 minutes left, I think we should play our commercial.
Oh, we just came back from a commercial break.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Oh, let's not do that.
We can play our commercial.
We'll play it in like 5 minutes.
It is a funny commercial, though.
It is. It is good. I hope you all can't wait. I can't wait till you guys see the movie. Which is never going to happen, but can't wait till you see it.
our make-believe movie.
Yeah.
We should make one. I have a camera.
We should.
We should. I have a digital camera.
We should make a movie.
Let's make a movie. I don't know. We can probably do it.
It would be more bloopers than it would be a movie.
But that's the best.
How long did it take you guys to make this? 7 years.
We started, 1998.
Yeah, we started in 2025, and... There's already been two presidents.
What year is it? 2040. 2040, we're really old.
We're doing a good job, though.
How long is this movie? 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's only 20 minutes long.
It's a short.
72 hours of bloopers.
Dude, we could make a movie and make it an independent film and go to like independent film festivals.
We could. Yeah, that's a good idea. People be like, what is this garbage? Oh, that's just
the
garbage, bloopers.
But come on.
72 hours of bloopers.
The way things go these days, I mean, anything's funny.
True. Anybody can get anything on video nowadays.
I know. It would be fun. We're going to have to, I see the wheels turning in your mind now. You're like, I'm going to start writing the script when I go home.
I'm going to go home and write a script for a movie.
We're going to make a
movie. I'm going to write a movie.
A movie. Holy moly.
More.
Money.
Yes, that's one of our favorite movies.
Well, yeah, it's definitely up there.
Just like when he goes,
more.
He's like, just get it out. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, more.
Nice to mole you. Meet you.
More. Molly. So awesome.
That's me when somebody tells me to behave.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I keep staring at whatever it is. Like, if you point it out to me, I'm not going to stop looking at it.
Yeah, you're going is that a coal sore? It's leaking.
anything that you point out to me like that, I'm not going to be able to stop. I'm going to stare at it.
Yeah.
And I won't mean to. Like, I'll look away.
I see if somebody says something to me like, hey, I'm bringing my friend over. Don't mind the red... His whole side of his face is red. Don't stare at it. Right. How can
you? If
you
don't say anything, I'm not going to care. Like, I'm not going to even notice. Like, it is not something I'm going to pay much attention to anyway.
What the shock is like when you say hi to somebody and their eyes are going in two different directions. And you're just like, oh my God, hey. And you don't.
You're like, I don't
back,
know.
You're like a clock back and forth.
What's even worse is they're like, hey, look at that. And you're like, I don't know what to look at right now.
What?
What am I supposed to look at? Where? I can't see it. Point it out.
Bet you $1 million you can tell someone's stealing over there while you're talking to me at the same time. Put that down.
His depth perception is amazing.
I love it. You're doing good, sir. Do you need glasses?
No. What do you mean? There's nothing wrong with my eyes.
They look great.
Exactly.
One's blue and green, right? No, it's just the way it's... Forget it.
Do you know what? Do you know what they say about cats when they have two different colored eyes, like a blue and a green eye?
Yeah.
It's incest.
Weird.
Yeah. That's well, and creepy. an extra thumb.
Ooh, it's commercial time.
Ooh, yeah, you better.
All right,
play
we're
it.
Gonna play the commercial.
This is a good commercial.
We
this
hope you guys fun. Love this.
Yeah. Enjoy. It'll be fun. I promise.
Hi, I'm John. I work here at Whispering Willows. We're here to ensure everyone is well taken care of.
You're lying. I've been outside for days.
Here at Whispering Willows, all of our guests get delicious gourmet food.
Where's my tapioca pudding? This tastes like mothballs.
We always make sure they have their medications on time.
Did you forget to give Bob his meds?
Maybe.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. Oh, thank God. He's breathing. Bob's alive.
Wow, that was close, huh? Nice catch. High five.
So bring your loved ones to Whispering Willows, and we'll try and make sure they're, like, kind of cared for, or something like that, because we have a lot of other stuff to do.
Whispering Willows, where death visits twice a week. So to turn in a loved one, please drop them off at our Whispering Willows drop boxes 24 hours a day, or call 1-800-YOR-DEAD. That's 1-800-YOUR-DEAD.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed that.
This is the first time I've heard this. So
you so never
I
heard
was
it?
Over here. No, it's the
I
first,
thought I sent it to
the
you.
The revised one I haven't heard
I
yet.
I fixed it yesterday. I had to fix it.
Yeah, and but I remember the old one, and so this was fresh for me too, guys and gals. It was I'm over here in the corner. It, with tears in my eyes, especially at the part where he says, death comes to visit twice a week. At least there's some visitors.
So surrender your loved ones to the Whispering Willow drop boxes.
The drop boxes, they're on every corner.
Don't worry, it's not real. Don't take it literal. We're just having fun. Whispering this is a comedy show.
Well, although Whispering Willows is a pretty good name for a
watch, I'm going to turn around driving down the street one day, and then bam, I'm like...
It'll say Whispering Willows Dropbox on it.
Yeah, probably. Some ladies in a wheel like, can't get out of the snow.
somebody broke my brakes. My battery died on my scooter.
Guy, old guy with a walker and his legs are just doing this because he can't get up.
You know those clothing drop box? That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. Just open the big door, just roll them in there, shut it.
Hello.
You're like, dung, 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 dung.
Is anyone out there?
Can you imagine just walking down the street and hearing something like that?
I'd be like,
hello.
He's opening the little thing.
Yeah, the little mailbox.
Can you get me out of here?
Help. Can anybody hear me?
Somebody forgot to give me my meds.
Help.
I need a changing.
Yeah, he's got a cane and he's like whacking it on the side. And he's like, poing, poing.
Yeah.
Hello.
Doom. And the ladies in there like, will you knock it off?
Is his wife.
Trying to knit over here.
Harold, quit it. Just because you live next door to me doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. You're ridiculous. Give me my pudding cup.
Put your cane down, Harold.
Stop being a baby and get up.
Somebody will be right along here shortly. I know it.
There's this one little old lady in the corner going,
well, I'm going to get out of here pretty soon. Someone's going to adopt me.
I would like to be in a pool of doodles.
I like ketchup.
I don't wear diapers.
My favorite's the squeeze bottle because it makes that cool noise.
I seem to have misplaced my false teeth.
Well, yeah. Hang on a minute. Here we go. Put them back in there. Poly grip. There we is.
Ah.
Have you seen my hearing aids?
What are you talking about?
What? Huh? What?
Someone at the door.
There's little drop boxes on every single corner. Like mailboxes.
It's got a big glowing neon sign. Whispering Willow. Loved one drop boxes.
Whispering Willow drop box. And then the neon sign above it says pick up time.
Surrender here. Big arrow.
Yeah. Whispering Willow pick up times. Like, canceled.
From 3 a.m. because that's when people get up, and then till like 10 when they're taking their nap. Get them now. Get them before they're gone.
Get them before they're gone.
Oh man. One topic and we just ruin it.
Yeah, that was good though.
It was a good
one. That was a good commercial.
We're probably gonna get kicked off the radio for that.
No.
Just kidding.
We didn't do anything.
We did the love stuff. Loved ones. See, we should we need to do
the love boat.
We should use that as our intro.
put the song from Dallas in there.
No, we should do that one.
Miami Vice.
Yeah. Baywatch.
Baywatch. Yeah. Just
thinking. The Twilight Zone.
Get a little David Hasselhoff talking in there.
Yeah, we should do that. That'd be great. Funny. I just wanted to let you guys know, I'm wearing a Speedo.
I'm wearing a Speedo and I'm sucking in my belly. Did you ever think that, like, when I watched Baywatch when I was young with David Hasselhoff, like, the way he stood there, it looked like he was really trying to suck in his belly.
And he was always talking like that, though. He's like, hey, Pam, how you doing?
Because he was sucking it in.
Nice band suit. Oh, hang on. Ooh.
Oh. All it makes me think of is the kit car.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Knight Rider was the best.
I can't decipher the difference.
I think, what was the show that I used to watch? MacGyver with my dad. You know, the guy that can make a bomb out of a feather and a pen and a pillowcase, which I didn't understand. Oh, yeah,
and a rubber band and some gum. And some gum.
C4 is magically in the freezer.
Yeah, magically somewhere.
I just didn't understand that stuff.
Yeah, like the pen, the spring from the pen, a piece of gum in its wrapper. It's like, because actually that does work. It depends on what you have.
I could make a nuclear bomb out of this.
I'm going to MacGyver
myself out of here.
I think that a lot of our generation ends up fixing our lives because we watched MacGyver. Yeah. We had to MacGyver that crap.
Yeah, come on, we can do this.
Yeah, life is messing up on you, MacGyver it.
Yeah, you can just sit there with the kids one day and just be like, you know what I can do with that aluminum foil candy wrapper?
You know what I can
Give
do?
Give me it.
Oh, you're having girl problems? You know what I can do?
I can make a bomb. Wait, what?
Don't say the B word.
Oh, the boom booms.
Mm. Yeah, much better.
The bangies.
The bang booms. The bang booms.
The bang. Sorry.
Peas in a can.
I'm going to... Is anyone out there yet? It's been hello. You see some lady come up and like, Johnny, is that you? Someone put me in the drop box out here on the corner.
On the corner of North Street and West Street.
Well, you're a pain anyway, so I hope someone adopts your annoying butt. Get out of here.
Before you leave, where's my knitting needles? I know you took them.
I think Ethel has your knitting needles.
You took them.
You ain't getting them back. You have to come in and get them.
Come on in here and get them.
I want to see an old elderly fight.
Why? You mean...
I just want to... Hang on.
Elder Fight Club?
Oh, great, dude. Like UFC?
Only it would be called
EFC? You could call it EEFC, Extreme Elderly Fight Club. They're using mittens instead of...
Yeah, instead of gloves.
No, not mittens. I'm using pot holder hand mittens.
Oven mitts.
Yeah, oven mitts.
Yeah.
You,
I'm coming.
You took my brown sugar.
You took my fake daisies out of the window.
I gave you some cookies and you didn't make me any.
Give me back my Lorna Dunes.
Give me back my Nilla cookies. Okay, oh, well, man. We're done here.
Oh, gosh.
That was fun, man. That was fun. All right, so we're out. You guys have a good rest of your day, and
we'll see you
next week.
We'll see you next week.
Chuck rides in on a moonbeam of chaos. Billy's got a grin like a mischievous king. Two wild hearts in this radio circus, buckled up tight for the mayhem they bring. Chuck's punchlines hit like a freight train. Billy's wit sharp as a knife in the dark. Crazy banter and tales that are insane. Welcome to the show that hits the mark. Shift to the left, now sway to the right. It's Chuck and Billy rocking through the night. Not your taste, but hey, you're in for a spree. Tune in and shout, it's not your cup of tea. Forget the rules, they rewrite the playbook. Chuck's a wild card with cards up his sleeve. Billy's stories leave you with a sly look. They'll make you laugh more than you believe. In a world of order, they're the bright mess. Shattering glass with every spoken word. Unfiltered fun in a sea of excess. This wild ride's more than just absurd. Shift to the left, now sway to the right. It's Chuck and Billy.